Mr. President, Excellencies, distinguished delegates. My delegation associates itself with the statement delivered by Peru on behalf of the G77 and China. Let me join others and applaud the Secretariat and in particular the Division on Globalization and Development Strategies for the outstanding work in putting together the Trade and Development Report 2024. As has become the norm, this flagship publication manifests extensive research and thorough analysis, as well as a comprehensive understanding of global dynamics. And for that, we want to commend the Secretariat. The report raises key issues and draws important conclusions vis-a-vis global trade and development and the prospects for developing countries. The challenges confronting the global economy remain dire, with the projections even dimmer for developing countries. The report notes that excluding China, growth in the global south has averaged a mere 2.8% over the last decade, which is insufficient for developing countries to address the economic, social, development, and environmental exigencies they face. It also highlights that developing countries have seen their debt burden swell by 70% between 2010 and 2023, putting many at risk of austerity measures that could undermine progress towards inclusive development. Indeed, many developing countries are spending a growing share of export earnings on servicing debt. And we thus concur with the report's call for urgently reforming the international debt architecture. The report further highlights that the developing economies have been hardest hit by inflation, which has eroded household incomes and reduced their purchasing power, feeding into broad social discontent. Indeed, the solution should go beyond price stabilization and encompass expansion of fiscal space, curbing anti-competitive practices and promoting inclusive growth. We strongly concur with the report's conclusions that current elements of the global financial safety net are inadequate in the light of the mounting financial needs of developing countries. It is in that context that we fully support UNCTAD's reform agenda for a development-conscious international financial architecture marked by timely and flexible liquidity, debt relief, sovereign debt restructuring, and a wider scope for development lending. While facing heightened vulnerabilities as a result of dependence of our economies on commodity trade, and ever-worsening climate emergency, we do concur on the need for diversification and structural transformation to build resilience and push for appropriate tax policies that are favorable to long-term financing. The report notes that developing countries face serious challenges in capturing tax revenues from cross-border activities, and further notes the lack of resources to effectively tackle base erosion and profit-shifting activities by multinational companies. Inclusive of illicit financial flows, the revenues lost, especially in Africa, severely undermine tax returns. Coordinated efforts are therefore required at global level to confront these challenges. We could not agree more that while new opportunities are emerging, including in technology for the green transition, this will forever remain a mirage without the necessary policy space for structural transformation, industrial policy, and financial governance. Mr. President, as I conclude, my delegation welcomes UNCTAD's economic research and policy analysis and other mechanisms to support developing countries in their efforts to integrate into the global economy and meaningfully contribute to global trade, and thus meet the sustainable development goals. I thank you, Mr.